Blog Talk Radio.
And we're here back on CHEW 99. I got kicked off of the switchboard and it ended so soon I could not get in the closing of the show. We are going to continue the tribute and spotlight to Graham Greene on the next program. So is what I was going to tell everybody. Graham is an amazing, amazing guitar player, and it's a pleasure, a real pleasure to pay tribute to a fellow musician in the industry, Mr. Robbie Robfoggle. We ran the first episode of Remember Me, you know, in loving memory of, and Graham and I had a friend by the name of Robbie Robfoggle. He had a stage name of Razor, and in some ways, some people like his voice, other people did not care for it. But the band Metal Knights was produced by Mr. Craig Goldie of Dio. Graham knows him too. I know him too. And we have that tribute, you know, to Ronnie James Dio coming up, featuring the artwork of a friend of mine as well, Mr. Paul Archer of Archer Airbrushing, who painted a picture of Ronnie James Dio. And, you know, there's a big surprise. If people listen to this program, they would know that Paul Archer painted a mural on a wall. He's from Archer Airbrushing. Fabulous painter. He painted a picture of Ronnie James Dio that now features on 299, Rainbow in the Dark by Shadowside. Another fabulous, fabulous band. Now, I love their guitar player, but Robbie Robfoggle was an FM radio DJ, as well as a musician, as well as, well, he worked with Rudy Sarzo in doing films. Pretty interesting company. Well, Graham is a longtime friend of mine. Like, I used to book him on radio shows. He was on the Reefs and Rivers Aquarium show, as I mentioned on the last program. You know, I talked to him out there in YouTube land. Hello, YouTube land. Well, those on YouTube land know about Flight of the Kelpies, but I don't know too many of the Blog Talk people that might know of it, but they, you know, you never know, you know, like, I just do my own thing, so I don't know what is being played on other people's channels, right? I'm too busy doing this by myself. But Graham, Merry Christmas to you, buddy, and say hello to Donna Green for me. And without further ado, here on CHEW Radio Network, on Blog Talk Radio, as well as YouTube, you can listen to Flight of the Kelpies. I'll be back right after. You are listening to CHEW Radio on Blog Talk Radio and on YouTube. And I want to say a big shout out to Donna and Graham Green. As I said earlier, we talked about Robbie Rob Fogle and Metal Knights, and the artwork of their cover for their CD was done by an artist by the name of Sandra Chang Adair. So she is an amazing artist as well. Now, here we discover art and music and even fish from the Reefs and Rivers Aquarium show that Jim used to host, and he's going to be coming back in a few to do the Jim's Fish Room talk show here on CHEW Radio. Now, I want to make sure that people know about Graham Green from all over the world. He's a great guitar player. And how I know him is actually through Robbie Rob Fogle. And he was doing, at that time, was around the time of the Star Music Awards in Los Angeles. And Graham won Best Instrumentalist. Now, when you don't have a singer and you are like the virtuoso guitar player, like Robbie called him, Australia's version of Joe Satriani. Now, I have a few songs coming up in this next session of the show, right? And the first one is a video about Only Time, his song about Only Time. And when it's Only Time, it has been such a real long time since he won that Best Instrumentalist. And, you know, his writing of music is like an orchestra. And now he's gone in that type of direction. And when I think of Only Time, I think of the time that I have with Robbie Rob Fogle, and working with Graham and Donna and several of the bands down in Australia. There's some really, really interesting music down in Australia that people don't hear about in certain ways in this industry. So, you know, like, the world is a big place, but lots of confusion, you know. So it's Only Time can tell about success, failure, all sorts of things. But Robbie's time came. He died at a very, very young age. He was pretty sick when he died, unfortunately. But he did some amazing things. He even did things with Pamela Moore from Queensryche, you know. When we think of Queensryche, a lot of us know who Queensryche is. A lot of us people know who Dio was. But some of these people are connected to the music industry in big, big ways, but you know, there's only so much media and so much money goes into getting music out there all over the world. I have a friend that's a producer. He's worked with several bands. His name is Rick Plaster, and I hope to have a spotlight on him coming up soon, you know. But, you know, when I think of these people in the industry telling me it would cost how much money to get a single played all over the world, no wonder why people don't hear of people nowadays. You know, say what they will about the record companies that took the big fall for and changing of the music industry today, but now you begin to realize a lot of the hard work that goes into creating music, creating videos for people to watch, creating radio shows for people to listen to. So I'd like to personally dedicate only time from myself, from my angle, out of the three songs that I'm playing today, to my friend, Robbie Ronfogel. And only time will be followed up by another great, great instrumental tune that I have a video of out there on YouTube, courtesy of Graham Green. And just have a listen. And I'll be right back afterwards to wrap things up. Thank you. Wow, Rage of the Innocents. I have to play that song again for a reason of what I hear. Like, I'm learning how to play acoustic guitar, and I sort of hear an acoustic guitar part in this that I would love to know Graham Greene's opinion on. While I've been recording and putting together this particular radio show, I've been listening to his music, and I've got it playing in the background here. Because this video of Rage of the Innocents is a masterful piece of artwork where Alice is looking through that looking glass, and she goes through into this looking glass, and it's the band that she goes to see. So are you going to see Graham Greene? You know, this is why we have the spotlight of the new music, and this is Graham's recent release called The Rage of the Innocents. And it's totally, totally amazing the amount of production. There's violins, there's pianos, there, you know, it's sort of like a good friend of mine's experience, Mr. Randy Black, with rock meets classic, where you have classical violins going on in the background, and you know, this is an instrumentalist. Like I said, Graham Greene won the Star Awards back in Los Angeles, and I met him through Robbie. But there is something about music from Australia, and what do they use? I know what Graham Greene uses. I know what I use learning the guitar myself, but I'm nothing like him. I'm just learning. These guys are truly, truly a work of masterpiece in its own self. So, next time, keep on listening to CHEW 99 Radio here on Blog Talk and on YouTube.